Title: Comb Filter Effects for Alien Textures, Advanced DNB in Ableton Live. Alright, today we're going deep on comb filtering for drum and bass, specifically how to get those alien, metallic, vocal, insect-like textures that make a tune feel alive without wrecking your low end. Comb filtering is one of those effects that sounds complicated, but it's basically one simple idea. You mix a sound with a very tiny delayed copy of itself. That creates a repeating pattern of peaks and notches in the frequency response, like the teeth of a comb. And the moment you start moving that delay time, the texture starts to speak. That's where the flanging, the robotic vowels, the what was that chirps, and the holographic sheen come from. But here's the big advanced producer mindset shift. Comb filtering is pitch adjacent, not pitch locked. It can feel like it has a note, but it will not politely track your bass line like a synth oscillator. So in DNB we treat it like a texture layer. We tune it by ear to the key center, the vibe, or even just the groove, and we usually run it in parallel so our main bass stays solid and heavy. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three tools. First, an alien riser or call rack using corpus and modulation. Second, a neuro scrape parallel chain you can throw on bass without losing weight. Third, a jungle ghost perk texture for eerie top-end movement behind breaks. Let's start with build 1, the alien riser or call. Before we touch effects, the source material matters a lot. Comb style effects love harmonically rich audio. So grab a bass stab, a Reese hit, even a snare tail, and resample it to audio. If it's a synth, freeze and flatten it. Then consolidate it to a half bar or one bar clip. Add tiny fades so you don't get clicks. This is important because once we add feedback and resonance, tiny clicks turn into huge annoying spikes. Now add corpus on that audio track. Corpus is basically physical modeling resonance, and it's incredible for creature bite tones. Set mode to tube for vocalish or beam for metallic. Decay, somewhere like 2 to 6 seconds. Longer for risers, shorter for quick calls. Tune, start around 120 to 300 Hz. Lower feels like a dark throat. Higher starts to feel like lasers. Hit at zero, because we want the input audio exciting it. Material, steel or glass is where the alien lives. Dry slash wet around 25 to 50% for now. Now we make it move. If you have live suite, grab the Max for Live LFO. Map it to corpus tune as your main movement, and optionally to decay with a much smaller range. Try a sine wave for smooth motion, or random for instant extraterrestrial chaos. Rate, 1/8 to 1/2 note synced, or around 0.15 to 0.6 Hz if you want it free running. Amount, keep it controlled. Something like plus or minus 30 to 120 Hz on tune. If you go huge, it turns into a cartoon effect fast. Add a little jitter, like 5 to 20%, for instability that feels organic. Coach note here, the difference between expensive alien and cheap flange is range control. Keep the motion narrow and get excitement from feedback moves, post-filter moves, and rhythm. You want designed, not demo preset. Next, stack a subtle micro-delay comb layer after corpus. Add the flanger. Classic mode, rate super slow, like 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. Amount 20 to 45%. Feedback is the intensity knob here, 25 to 60%. Delay time low, like 0.3 to 2 milliseconds. Dry slash wet only 10 to 25%. This is supportive, not the whole sound. Now the DNB rule. Protect the low end. Put a Q8 at the end and high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the source. If it's ringing harshly, sweep a narrow bell around 2 to 5K and dip it a bit. Comb peaks can be razor sharp, and you're not weak for taming them. That's just mixing. Arrangement tip. Resample this effect. Print it. Then place it as a one-shot call on bar 4, 12, 20, or automate tune upward into a riser, or reverse it into a snare fill. Once it's audio, you can edit like a producer instead of babysitting modulation. Cool. Build 2, Neuro Scrape Parallel. This is the money one for modern DNB. Go to your bass group or bass track and drop an audio effect rack. Make two chains, clean and alien comb. Clean stays basically your normal sound. Alien comb is where we do irresponsible science safely. First device on the alien chain is a Q8, pre-filtering. High pass 150 to 300 Hz. Yes, even higher if needed. We are not comb filtering sub, ever. Optionally band pass, so the comb only grabs the mid presence, like 300 Hz up to 6K. Now for the comb engine. A delay set to extremely short times. Use simple delay or delay. Set time around 1 to 8 milliseconds. That is the cone zone. Feedback around 35 to 75%. Higher equals more resonant and more dangerous. Turn on filtering and low pass around 6 to 10k so it doesn't turn into brittle fizz. And because this is a parallel chain, set dry slash wet to 100% on the delay. The blend happens with the chain volume, not the device mix. Then add saturator. Drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This is one of the secrets. Saturating the comb peaks makes them readable in the mix without you cranking the fader. Peaks become character instead of pain. After that, add auto filter for movement and tone control. Low pass or band pass. You can use a small envelope amount so hits excite the movement dynamically or automate the cutoff over phrases. Then utility at the end. Set width somewhere like 80 to 140% if you want. But remember, widen the alien layer, not the clean low end. Trim the gain so this layer sits under the base. Think of it like seasoning. If you taste only salt, you ruin dinner. Now map macros. This is what makes it playable. Macro 1. Cone time, the delay time. Macro 2. Feedback. Macro 3. Post low pass cutoff. Macro 4. Alien mix, meaning the chain volume. Workflow suggestion. Automate comb time and feedback over 8 or 16 bars to create evolving Euro scrapes while your main bass pattern stays the same. And here's a very DNB placement trick. Bring the alien chain up only in the last 2 beats of every 4 bars, or only in fills. That creates call and response with the drums, and keeps the drop from becoming a constant wall of noise. Two quick safety checks from a coach perspective. 1. Put a utility at the very end of your whole rack and toggle mono. If your alien layer disappears, you're relying on stereo phase. Reduce width, reduce feedback, or use more mid-focused EQ. 2. If you get runaway resonances, add a limiter at the end of the alien chain. Not because loud is good, but because feedback is unpredictable. Build 3. Jungle Ghost perk. This is for eerie shuffles, ghost hits, metallic top loops behind breaks. Pick a percussive loop. Hats, Foley, Rim Ghosts, Break Tops. High pass it first with EQ8, something like 300 to 800 Hz. We're building texture above the drums, not fighting the kick and snare body. Add resonators. This is instant alien choir. Mode notes if you want musical control. Try a dark cluster. D, F, G, A sharp, C. That minor vibe is perfect for DNB Atmos. Decay 150 to 600 milliseconds. Shorter is more percussive shimmer. Color around 0.3 to 0.6. Dry slash wet 20 to 45%. Then add phaser flanger, set to flanger mode for stereo motion. Rate 0.10 to 0.40 Hz. Feedback 20 to 55%. A little envelope so the groove nudges the movement. Dry slash wet 10 to 30%. Then make it sit behind the break. Utility down 6 to 12 dB. And if it's stepping on the drums, sidechain compress it from kick or snare so it breathes with the beat. Classic jungle move. Print it to audio, reverse little chunks and place them just before snares. That gives haunted momentum without adding more drum hits. Now let's talk common mistakes so you don't lose an hour to why does this sound broken. Mistake 1. Comb filtering the full bass including sub. That's how you get facey, inconsistent low end. High pass the comb layer. Always. Mistake 2. Too much feedback without controlling peaks. Use EQ after, or filter, or gentle multiband control. Mistake 3. Stereo widening the fundamental. Keep the clean low-end mono. Widen the weird layer only. Mistake 4. Overmodulating delay time. Big sweep scream flanger effect. For neuro and techie vibes, use smaller ranges and more intentional automation. Mistake 5. Not resampling. These effects can be CPU heavy and a little random. Print, chop, place. That's the grown-up workflow. Let's add a few advanced upgrades to really level this up. 1. Preed emphasis. Before the comb device, boost a bell in the 1 to 3K or 4 to 7K area so the comb has something to bite. After the comb, you can pull that same area back if it gets spitty. Push, then pull. That's how you get clarity without just turning it up. 2. Stability trick. Constrain motion. Instead of sweeping time wildly, keep time fairly steady and move feedback and post-filter. This keeps it intentional and expensive. 3. You can make foul snapshots. Find 4 to 6 sweet spots of delay time, feedback, and low-pass cutoff. Then duplicate the rack into multiple chains and use chain selector to jump between them in 1/8 or 1/16 rhythms. That gives robotic speech vibes without the cheesy continuous sweep. 4. Dynamics-driven talking. Instead of an LFO, Let the sound control the sound. Use auto filter envelope before the cone to shape excitation, or an envelope follower map to feedback, so loud hits get more resonance, quiet hits stay clean. Subtle amounts only. Let rhythm do the heavy lifting. Now a quick 15-minute practice run you can do immediately. Grab a 1-bar bass stab audio clip from a current project. Build the NeuroScrape parallel rack. High pass the alien chain around 200 Hz. Set delay time between 1 and 6 milliseconds. Feedback around 50 to 70%. Then automate two things. Cone time slowly upward over 8 bars. Feedback spiking near max for the last half bar before the drop. Resample the output to a new audio track. Chop out the 4 best moments and place them as a bar 8 fill, bar 16 fill, a pre-drop ramp, and a turnaround right after the first drop phrase. Your goal is simple. The bass stays solid, but the ear candy evolves and threatens around it, living in the gaps instead of sitting on top of the groove. Let's recap. Cone filtering is tiny delay plus feedback, creating metallic notches and peaks. Modulate gently for motion. In drum and bass, the winning approach is parallel cone layers with aggressive high-pass filtering so the sub remains stable. Corpus gives you physical, creature-like resonance. Delay and flanger give you classic comb sweeps. Resonators give tune spectral ghosts. Keep modulation ranges controlled. Automate musically, do a quick mono check, and resample so you can edit with confidence. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're making rollers, neuro, jump up, or jungle, I can recommend specific macro ranges that hit the sweet spot for that tempo and density.